Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Welcome to the Deep Dive, where we take one fascinating piece of source material and really just unpack it, you know, just for you.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. And today we're diving into a letter sent to the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Oh, yeah. I started that one.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. It's pretty wild stuff.
It is. And this one is really something else, let me tell you.
Can't wait to hear.
All right, so Nightmare Neighbors, just so everyone knows, is a podcast that collects and shares real-life stories of, well, nightmare neighbors.
Makes sense.
Yeah, they get letters all the time from people just like this, and they share them with their listeners.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and this particular letter is a real doozy.
I bet.
It is so.
What makes this one stand out?
Well, what's really interesting about this case is how quickly it escalates.
Oh, really?
Yeah, from a simple noise complaint, you know, into something far more unsettling.
Ah, I see.
It really highlights how these disputes can tap into our deepest anxieties about safety and control.
Absolutely. Our homes are supposed to be our safe spaces, you know? When that's disrupted, it can be really unsettling.
For sure. And the writer starts by describing their apartment as this peaceful sanctuary, you know, their little slice of heaven.
I get it.
But that peace is shattered when new upstairs neighbors move in.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and things go downhill fast.
How bad are we talking?
The writer uses some pretty vivid imagery to describe the noise.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
They compare it to a rogue rhinoceros running amok.
Wow.
They even mention the ceiling trembling.
Yikes. Yeah, that's intense.
That level of constant disruption would be incredibly stressful for anyone.
Oh, absolutely.
Imagine trying to sleep through that every night.
No, thank you.
So they try to be reasonable at first, you know.
Okay.
Leaving a friendly note asking the neighbors to keep it down.
Sure, the classic move.
Right.
But
in this case, it backfires spectacularly.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the noise actually gets worse.
Really?
Leading the writer to try all the usual remedies. Earplugs, white noise machines, even sleeping pills.
Wow, they went through the whole arsenal.
They did. Nothing works.
So they're at their wit's end.
Totally. And the writer even tries talking to one of the neighbors.
Okay.
Apparently, she was wearing unicorn pajama pants.
Oh, come on.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Which just adds to the whole surreal vibe.
It really does. So what happened?
Well, her response was totally dismissive.
What did she say?
Basically, like, tough luck.
Oh, wow.
And that's when things take a turn for the weird.
Okay, here we go.
The writer, fueled by sleep deprivation and desperation, decides to fight fire with fire.
Oh, how so?
They buy a Bluetooth speaker and launch a full-on sonic counterattack.
Oh, the speaker wars. I've heard about this.
Have you?
Yeah, we see this kind of retaliatory behavior quite often in these cases.
Makes sense.
It's a primal response to feeling powerless. Like, the only way to regain control is to assert your own dominance.
Right.
Of course, it rarely solves the problem and often makes things worse.
Oh, for sure. And the soundtrack to this speaker war is interesting.
Oh, I bet. Lay it on me.
The writer blasts everything from heavy footsteps and police sirens to get this screaming goats and whale mating calls.
That's amazing. What were the neighbors doing?
Oh, they retaliated with their own sonic arsenal. Bass heavy music, chainsaw sounds, the works.
Oh, wow. It was a real battle.
It was this back and forth battle, each side trying to outdo the other.
So what happened next?
Well, that's where we'll leave it for now.
Aw, come on.
When we come back, we'll delve into the twist that sends this story from annoying to truly unsettling.
Okay, I'm hooked.
And we'll explore why this kind of escalation rarely ends well.
I'm ready when you are.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Before the break, we were in the trenches of a full-blown speaker war.
Oh, yeah. Things were getting pretty intense.
Our letter writer and their upstairs neighbors were locked in this escalating battle of sonic retaliation.
I can't even imagine.
But as you'll hear, things take a very dark turn.
Really?
Well, that's often the case in these kinds of disputes. What starts as a simple annoyance can quickly spiral into something far more serious, especially when sleep deprivation is involved. So let's talk about that. How does lack of sleep actually affect a person's behavior?
Well, when we're sleep deprived, our cognitive functions take a hit.
Like how?
Well, our ability to think rationally, regulate our emotions, and make sound judgments becomes impaired.
I can definitely relate to that.
Think of it like this. Your brain's executive control center starts going offline.
Oh, wow. So basically, you're not really thinking straight.
Exactly. And that can lead to people doing things they normally wouldn't.
So you're saying, like, they might be more likely to overreact or lash out?
Exactly. They might become more irritable, impulsive, and prone to overreacting.
Okay.
In extreme cases, they might even experience paranoia or hallucinations.
Wow, that's scary. Which makes me wonder about our letter writer.
Why? What happened?
Because just when the speaker war reaches its peak, everything goes quiet.
Yeah.
Eerily quiet.
Oh, that's not good. The calm before the storm.
What happens next?
I don't know. You tell me.
The writer starts hearing muffled arguing from upstairs, followed by a loud thud, and then silence.
Oh, wow.
A truly unsettling silence.
That shift from chaos to complete silence would be unnerving for anyone.
Right, especially after what the writer had already experienced.
For sure. So what happens next?
And it gets weirder.
Yeah.
The next day, the unicorn pajama pants neighbor shows up at the writer's door.
Oh, no. What now?
Asking to borrow a broom.
A broom. Okay.
And when she returns it, there's a red smear on the handle.
A red smear?
Yeah.
What? That's not good.
I know, right?
Ditto.
Now, that's a detail that would send chills down anyone's spine.
It definitely introduces a whole new layer of mystery and potential danger.
We've gone from noise complaints to a possible crime scene.
Exactly. My mind is already racing with possibilities.
What could that red smear be?
It's impossible to say for sure, but it's definitely cause for concern. It could be paint.
Okay.
But it could also be something far more sinister.
Right. The fact that the neighbor wanted to borrow a broom, not cleaning supplies, suggests they were trying to clean something specific and quickly.
Exactly. It's very suspicious.
And the unsettling discoveries don't stop there.
What else happens?
The dumpster behind the building starts overflowing with strange items.
Like what?
A broken lamp, a stained rug, even what looks like a mannequin arm.
Okay, this is definitely not good. That's classic evidence tampering.
Oh, wow. So you're thinking if something criminal did occur upstairs, the neighbors might be trying to dispose of anything that could link them to the crime.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
And our writer, now officially freaked out witnesses, the unicorn pajama pants neighbor, and a hooded figure dragging the hallway carpet to the dumpster late one night.
Okay, this is no longer just a case of noisy neighbors.
Definitely not. The writer might be caught in something far more dangerous than they ever imagined.
It sounds like they're starting to connect the dots.
They definitely are. They start documenting everything, recordings of the noise photos of the weird crash, even timestamps of the nightly disturbances.
Smart, but what about the landlord? Did they try to get help?
They did, but their attempts to get help from their landlord fall on deaf ears.
That's incredibly frustrating. It's like their concerns aren't being taken seriously.
Right. It highlights a common problem with neighbor disputes. Sometimes, even when there's clear evidence of wrongdoing, it's difficult to get authorities or building management to take action.
I can see how that would be incredibly discouraging for the writer.
Totally. So what can someone do in a situation like that? I mean, if your landlord isn't helping and the police aren't taking you seriously, where do you turn?
That's a great question. There are resources available, like mediation services or tenants' rights organizations.
Okay.
In some cases, legal action might be necessary, but it's often a long and difficult process, especially when dealing with something as nebulous as noise complaints or suspicion of illegal activity.
I see your point. It makes you wonder if our letter writer would have been better off just moving out sooner.
Maybe. But they decide to make one final desperate attempt to reclaim their peace.
Oh boy, what do they do?
You're gonna love this. They unleash the ultimate weapon, Baby Shark, on repeat for 3 hours straight.
Oh, wow, that is bold.
I can't imagine the neighbors were too happy about that.
You think? It finally drives them to confront the writer, but the encounter ends with a slammed door and a chilling threat.
Things are really escalating now. What kind of threat?
And things escalate even further when the writer finds their car tires slashed, and wait for it, raw fish stuffed in their air vents.
Raw fish? That's disturbing. It seems deliberately designed to create a sense of disgust and violation.
It's like something out of a horror movie. But just when you think things can't get any weirder, there's another twist. The upstairs neighbors vanish without a trace.
Vanish? What do you mean?
Gone. Their sudden disappearance raises so many questions.
Like what?
Where did they go? What were they involved in? And most importantly, is the writer finally safe?
Those are all great questions, and unfortunately, we may never know the answers.
That's what we'll be exploring when we come back.
Yeah.
We'll delve into the strange aftermath of this bizarre neighbor dispute and discuss the psychological impact of living through such an unsettling experience.
I'm ready for part three when you are.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We've been unraveling this truly bizarre story of a noise complaint that spiraled into a full-blown nightmare.
It's a wild one for sure.
Where we left off the upstairs. Neighbors vanished, leaving our letter writer in this strange limbo of unanswered questions and lingering unease.
Yeah, it's almost like the silence is even more unsettling than the noise at this point.
Right.
You know, it leaves the writer and us as listeners wondering if the danger has truly passed or if it's just lurking beneath the surface.
Like that classic horror movie trope.
Oh, yeah.
The monster might be gone, but you're still not safe.
Exactly. And in this case, the unease is amplified by the fact that new, seemingly normal tenants move in.
I was just going to say that.
A sweet, older couple who appear completely oblivious to the building's sinister past.
But here's the thing. The strange noises don't stop.
What?
Now they're coming from inside the walls.
Oh, that's creepy. That's a chilling detail.
It really is.
It raises the question, are these real noises or are they a manifestation of the writer's trauma? After everything they've been through.
Yeah.
It's understandable that they would be hyper-vigilant, their senses heightened constantly on edge.
So we're talking about the psychological impact of this experience.
Right.
What kind of lasting effects could something like this have on a person?
Well, living through a prolonged period of stress, fear, and sleep deprivation can definitely leave its mark.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It can lead to anxiety, hypervigilance, difficulty sleeping.
Okay.
And even full-blown post-traumatic stress disorder.
PTSD.
Yeah, or PTSD in some cases.
Wow, so you're saying this experience could actually lead to PTSD?
It's definitely possible. PTSD is a mental health condition triggered by a terrifying event.
Okay.
Either experiencing it or witnessing it.
Right.
Symptoms can include flashbacks, nightmares, severe anxiety, and uncontrollable thoughts about the event.
It's like their sense of safety and security has been shattered.
Absolutely.
Even though the immediate threat might be gone, the trauma lingers, making it difficult to feel truly at ease in their own home.
Exactly. And in this case, the fact that the source of the new noises is unclear.
Yeah. Are they real or imagined?
Exactly. It adds another layer of complexity.
Right.
It creates a sense of ambiguity and uncertainty that can be incredibly difficult to cope with.
This whole story just makes you think about how vulnerable we are in our own homes.
Doesn't it?
You know, we expect our homes to be sanctuaries, places of safety and comfort.
Yeah. A place to relax and unwind.
But when that sense of security is violated, it can be incredibly difficult to restore.
Absolutely. And this story highlights the importance of addressing neighbor disputes early on.
I was just thinking the same thing.
You know, before they escalate into something truly damaging.
Right.
It's crucial to have open communication, to set clear boundaries.
Yeah.
And to seek help from mediators or authorities if necessary.
Because once those lines of communication break down, things can spiral out of control very quickly.
Okay.
And as we've seen in this case, the consequences can be far-reaching and long-lasting.
And sometimes, even when the immediate threat is gone, the psychological scars remain.
It's true. The writer's decision to move out, even after the troublesome neighbors disappeared, speaks volumes about the profound impact this experience had on their well-being.
It really does.
It's a sobering reminder that sometimes the most unsettling mysteries are the ones that remain unsolved.
Isn't that the truth?
You know, we never get a definitive answer about what truly happened in that apartment.
Right. Were those just really bad neighbors, or was there something more sinister at play?
We're left to grapple with the possibilities to draw our own conclusions based on the limited information we have.
And that's part of what makes the story so compelling.
For sure.
It forces us to confront the unknown, to acknowledge that there are things in this world that defy easy explanations.
Right. It also invites us to reflect on our own experiences with conflict, to consider how we handle disagreements and what steps we can take to prevent them from escalating into full-blown nightmares.
Exactly.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of nightmare neighbors.
Yeah.
Let's take away a few key lessons.
Me too.
First, Never underestimate the power of sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously. A good night's rest can do wonders for your mental and emotional well-being.
Absolute.
Second, open communication is key to resolving any conflict, especially with neighbors.
Right. Communication is key.
And finally, if you're dealing with a situation that feels truly unsafe or threatening, don't hesitate to seek help.
That's so true.
There are resources available, and you don't have to go through this alone.
Well said. And for those of you listening who might be dealing with your own neighbor issues, remember that you're not alone.
It can be so isolating.
There are resources available to help, and peaceful solutions are possible.
There really are.
Reach out to your landlord, a mediator, or a tenant's rights organization.
Thanks for joining us on this unsettling but hopefully insightful journey into the world of nightmare neighbors.
Yeah. This was a wild one.
Until next time, sleep tight and maybe double check those air vents.
You got it.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.